I'm sitting in an old minivan talking with SOAR's director, Dennis Beavers, along Interstate 630 in Little Rock. The only problem is we're not moving.
Right now, we are trying to get our last remaining van up and going. It broke down on the way back to the center. So hopefully nothing too terribly serious. We can always use a few mechanics as volunteers.
His coworkers laugh, but he's serious. Earlier, back at the office, he explained that the organization welcomes all types of volunteers and aims to bring them together to help Central Arkansas's homeless population.
We run a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week helpline for anybody that wants to call in for help of any kind. You know, so.
And about how many calls do you get a day or a week?
Oh, my God. I would say we probably average, right now it's only, but there's not very many of us, but I'd say somewhere between 50 and 100.
That's 50 to 100 calls per day being answered by a handful of volunteers. The calls deal with anything from domestic violence to mental health issues, and while they're not licensed mental health professionals, they do the best they can and provide someone to listen to. Oftentimes, the calls come from concerned citizens.
Thankfully, there's a lot more people calling us telling us that they see people out in the community that looks like they need help. So that's a good thing.
The 24/7 nonprofit prides itself on its open door policy, offering help without questions. Courtney, whose last name we are leaving out to protect his privacy, uses a wheelchair and is recently homeless.
Wherever I need, they bend over backwards to help me, and I appreciate that. And they watch over me at night and take me, get my medicine and stuff. They talk to me when I get depressed and stuff.
Nicole, a paid volunteer with SOAR who works with Courtney, looks on as we talk. She used to be homeless after leaving a physically and emotionally abusive relationship and says she is happy to help others and be on call at all times.
It comes to maybe saving somebody's life, you know, it's worth it. Some days I'm up 4 days in a row and some days I sleep 4 days in a row.
From the very beginning of the interview, I noticed the calls just didn't let up.
As far as I know. This is Dennis. Hey.
Dennis looks around for a scrap of paper.
Yeah?
He scribbles some notes down.
Go out to where? Compassion Center. Okay, Earl, listen, I'm kind of tied up right now, but we'll get you there pretty soon.
This is where we went out to work on a case and the van broke down. No matter, within 20 minutes, Dennis had one of his many connections out on the side of the highway with jumper cables, ready to help. While different people affiliated with SOAR work on the car, Dennis shares with me why he does what he does.
Because everything I get sent on, I think is impossible and will never work, but it always does. And since the first month we've started this, I've thought we'll never get through another month, and we always do.
The SOAR Network, now in its 10th year, is working on training more volunteers for their call center and gathering sleeping bags, food, and other supplies for any cold weather ahead. You can find out more about the nonprofits we feature in our series this week on our website, KUAR.org. Maggie Carroll, KUAR News.